Joe, what's going on this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Quickly, before we really kind of get into more about the game itself, talk about some of the stuff that's going to be going on for Halloween on Saturday night.
Yeah,
over
I was going to ask what Jack is going to be for Halloween. Do you know yet?
He's going to be a police officer.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we're
going to get a mini taser.
I'm going to have Happy Cop dress him up.
There okay. You go. We're going to start trick-or-treating available in Vandyville about 3:30. So inviting parents, kids to come over there and do the trick or treating through the Vandyville area. A lot of stuff will be going on. They'll have inflatables for the kids. I think the men's and women's basketball teams are both going to be out doing some autograph signing before the game. And then I think the bookstore, Vanderbilt Bookstore, is providing some special bags to trick or treat with, and those bags will be allowed to be taken into the stadium. So you've got an opportunity to have a good time with the kids in a little bit different atmosphere, rather unusual to have a Halloween night game. So trying to encourage everybody to get out and attend and have a good time. So be there early and plan to stay a long time.
A little more about the preparation as they get ready for the interesting offense that Georgia Tech brings.
Well, it's the same offense, a similar offense that Army ran, but better, with better athletes. And that's not a slight to Army. That's just the truth. And, Georgia Tech is averaging almost 300 yards rushing a game. They do it by committee. They do it with an outstanding quarterback in Josh Nesbitt, Jonathan Dwyer, each of them over 700 yards rushing. And the interesting wrinkle to Georgia Tech is you can't just load up and sell out and cover the run because they have an outstanding receiver in Demaryius Thomas. They don't throw it to him that much, but when they do, he's averaging about 25 yards per reception. So it's an unusual offense in that it does have a big play scoring threat through the air, combined with that tremendous triple option type running game. So it's a great challenge. No question.
Joe, I've watched a lot of Georgia Tech this year, and Nesbitt has really, adapted to that offense. He is a magician in terms of, pitching at the last possible second, keeping the ball himself. And everybody talks about how Tim Tebow is a move the sticks type of quarterback. And I understand it's an option attack, but Nesbitt always seems to have a knack on those third and four, third and five plays of keeping it on the ground and getting the first down.
He doesn't make the wrong decision very often, does he? He seems to make the read almost every time. And, Paul Johnson talked about him and said it in pretty simple terms. He said, when you do something over and over again, you get better at it. And Nesbitt has done that. And he is quite a challenge. You really have to defensively stick to your disciplines, and, it's boring. Somebody's got to take the fullback. Somebody's got to take the quarterback. Somebody's got to take the pitch man. And then the added wrinkle to that is you've got to be sure you cover that wide receiver. So it will test your discipline, and the thing you look at that they do very well is they grind it out. They just keep, as you said, moving the sticks on third down. They average almost 35 minutes in possession a game. They had it for well over 40 minutes in their last game. So it's really something to be concerned about if you're going to face that offense.
And on top of that, on top of Dwyer, on top of Nesbitt, they got Anthony Allen, a transfer from Louisville. Yep. And, he's the other component in that offense on the ground.
Certainly is. He's 470 yards rushing himself. They have a former Warren Norman teammate out of Chamblee in Roddy Jones. So they have plenty of weapons. That's not a problem. In fact, I was looking down the list. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 different players have carried the football for them this year. So the depth is not an issue.
And for Vanderbilt, David Beauclair wrote a nice story about Ryan Fowler, the kicker. And when you have a first-year kicker, I guess as coaches, you have to have a certain amount of patience, don't you? Because they're going to have their ups and downs unless somebody really unusual.
Yeah, and I think what's been good about Ryan is he started off shaky. You remember that Western Carolina game, missed his first couple. Made one right at the end of the game that they really took just to try to get his confidence going. And since then, I think he's 9 of 12. Certainly he missed the chip shot against South Carolina that he'd like to have back. But for the most part, very consistent. He's been very good on kickoffs. A lot of deep kickoffs, which he was very good at in high school as well. So that's a great product. And he, again, is being a young guy, just a redshirt freshman, is only going to get better as time goes on.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys. See you tomorrow.